Greenpeace USA launched a television ad in Anchorage and Seattle this week to draw attention to what it sees as overfishing of pollock in Alaska's waters.
There is a lot of signs in the Bering Sea that things are not right.
George Plentikoff, originally from the Pribilof Islands, is the Alaska Oceans campaigner for Greenpeace. He says communities in Alaska need to support a more precautionary approach to fishery management in order to protect their jobs and their communities. A new television ad depicts an unemployed fisherman in a yellow rain slickers and a nor'easter hat panhandling on the street corner because pollock were overfished.
Alaskan pollock are being overfished. They're the source of everything from fish sandwiches to fish sticks. Overfishing of Canadian cod resulted in 40,000 lost jobs. Visit greenpeace.org to help defend our oceans from overfishing.
Greenpeace argues that the North Pacific Fishery Management Council should cut the harvest for next year even further than National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration scientists propose. Using data from fisheries observers and two other surveys, fisheries biologist Jim Iannelli suggested cutting the Bering Sea pollock quota from 1 million tons to 815,000 tons for 2009. It's the lowest acceptable biological catch in over three decades and a 45% decline from the peak of 1.49 million tons in 2004. Plentikoff says NOAA's own numbers show a decrease in biomass and the need for a cut.
I'm not saying that we don't trust them. I think more what I'm saying is that we need to ask them to pay closer attention to their science, and we need to have them put a limit on the amount of pollock that is being caught in the Bering Sea because of their science.
But Iannelli says the decrease is just part of a natural fluctuation cycle. The drop in quota looks extreme because pollock stocks were unusually high in 2003 and 2004.
Coming down from above average stock sizes, the fishery has now come into kind of the real management realm where every incremental change in the stock size is really impacting the allowable quota.
Iannelli says when looking at the survey data, the actual population of pollock is increasing.
The reason the quota is going down has more to do with the adult population and conserving the spawning aggregations at that level. But the fact that there's new fish, they'll be three-year-old next year, are moving into the population is a very positive sign. So based on the best available information we have now, it's clear that the stock will increase in the next year and the year after that.
Iannelli says the fleet is able to avoid some of the younger fish and not endanger the growth of the population. That means they don't need a further cut in quota. The North Pacific Fisheries Management Council will set the official 2009 pollock quota at their meeting in Anchorage next week. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hillman, with reporting from Jay Barrett in Kodiak.